I will describe a situation about shops. And we have shops. We want to tag and mark shops. And shops are marked by having this key shop and value. Values may be different depending on the shop. For example, if we have shop equals supermarket, then we know that it is a place relatively large selling a lot of different products. If we have shop equals green grocer, we can expect place selling fruit and vegetables. If we have shop equals clothes, we can expect place selling clothes. And well, if we have shop equals meals, then obviously we can expect a place selling meat. And the only slight problem is here that it is very unusual value. We have some popular standard values that are documented, widely used, and understood by people and software. And we have a bunch of shop values that are unusual and very often confusing. And if we have value that is used once worldwide, it is extremely unlikely to be understood and supported. And in fact, we have over 10,000 shop values. On the talk title, there was mention of 11,000 values because the maximum was reached a few months ago, but since that time dropped a bit. And you may wonder, we have these 10,000 shop values, and how many are used exactly once? And that the answer is that far more than half of them. 70% of shop values are used exactly once worldwide in one single place. And many talks have discussion why it is important problem, why it is something that everyone should work on it and drop everything else. I will have a section why this is an unimportant problem. And first of all, it is 70% of shop values, but the popular shop values are were popular and used many, many more times. So it affects only 1 in 200 shops. Basically, all of the shops are having well-known values and documented and supported in many places. Unusual values are only very, very small part of all the shops. And what more, we have actually far more bigger problem is that millions of shops are not mapped at all. So it's far larger problem that let's say that we can estimate that we mapped 1/3 of all shops. That is not a very great estimate because it assumes that entire world is like United States. And that is not a great assumption, but sadly it is quite hard to get info how many shops are worldwide because no one really knows. So we have millions, tens of millions shops that are not mapped at all. We have millions of shops mapped and with well-known values. And we have very, very small group of shops that are mapped in weird way. And still, shop mapped in weird way is still much better than shop not mapped at all. But okay, that was why it is not very important problem, but why it is still a problem. Clear values of tags are really useful for cooperation because let's say that I arrive in Nairobi and spot a meat shop and mark is as shop equals mięsny. Then good luck for local mappers to understand what I was trying to do. You can try to research and so on, but it is much, much better to have clear values that are understood. For example, let's say that someone has map using map based on the OpenStreetMap data, organic maps, Osmand, or similar application. And they want to use this application in their local language, or maybe English, or maybe they learn some language, but they're very unlikely to want to use it on languages at once. So an app can translate values that are well known and understood. And it is in this way, someone can search for ice cream shops that were mapped by people speaking many, many different languages. And also, the same goes for editing map. Someone is in Germany and is not speaking German. So it is very useful for them to actually have the shop's values translated, explained by the application. And in many places we have icons. For example, we can show furniture shop with some icon of chair or maybe wardrobe or something similar. We can have green grocer shop shown with a carrot icon or apple icon and so on. And for software to assign these icons needs to understand the shop value. And software is in general much worse at understanding unclear things than humans. So it is also useful to have clear values for the software. So someone who wants to support OpenStreetMap data has no unnecessary traps. And we have here icons. We have some shoe shop, we have some eyeglasses shop, clothes, and it is possible because these tags were using some specific value. So we want to use some standard typical values, and this makes easier also to develop new software. And we in general would be interested in some well-designed new software, so we don't want to scare people who would be interested in this. So let's back to this unfortunate value. If anyone wonders what is this word letter and who has this thing that is actually in Polish. So we have a shop selling meat. And in this case, we have very simple solution. We have some standard value and we can just replace it. If someone is from Poland, then they can easily replace it and make it understandable for everyone else. Let's think about another problem. Someone had an idea to tag a place selling French fries and decided to tag in this way. It is English, so technically it is understandable, but basically no software from the editing applications to the something used by people wanting to navigate or search for something tasty and maybe unhealthy. Everything will be confused. Even if human looks at this, they will be confused, especially if they don't speak English. So we have our French fries. And in this case, it is better to use actually multiple tags and not even a shop tag, because place selling fast food is OpenStreetMap tagged this way as a fast food place that has selling this specific type of food. And actually, we can have many interesting types of fast food. And having top level tag for every single of them would not work, because maybe some food is popular, for example, only in single country or region. And then expecting everyone to add some special support to sorry if I'm mispronounced, but some people were reaching out how to tag chapati stand. I'm really sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. And in this case, I would probably suggest to put is amenity equals fast food or amenity equals restaurant, depending on what it is, and put info what food is sold in cuisine tag. This way, anything that supports main tag will work, and anything that wants to have detailed support can look at extra tags. And another story. Another part of world has places selling tortillas that are made on the place. And I'm not exactly sure are they ready to eat or do you buy them and prepare them at home. Place looks more or like this. And people discussed themselves and decided that it would be the best to tag it in this way. So instead of finding new value, finding existing value, they actually documented existing value. And it is likely especially useful in countries that are not in Europe, because OpenStreetMap started in Europe, was there for far longer. Many people are active there, and they actually documented a lot of things that existing in their area. So you have some weird things. For example, in Poland, you have these metal pipes that used to be used for cleaning carpets. Nowadays, no one is using them, but there are still thousands of them across cities. And there was no tag for them because they are not present in UK. And new tag was invented and documented. It's actually used for them nowadays. And I expect that probably hundreds or thousands such types of objects are across Africa not supported because no one yet discussed how to tag them and explained and documented how to handle them. So one more option is that you spot this weird value is maybe ask local mappers, maybe open a node, maybe ask in change set comment. Actually, I tried to do this at very large scale. That is one of reasons why the title of talk is outdated now, and we have no longer 11,000 shop values, but a bit more than 10,000. And some people were quite happy that I pointed out that they tagged supermarket with extra letter and typo, and it was just necessary to fix them. Some people processed note and were happy that someone spotted the problem. Someone were unhappy that I am opening node in their area because they had their life mission to make this area clear, or they are the single person in the entire country that is processing nodes and don't really want people from abroad to opening more and more nodes. So I'm surely curious, is it a good idea or not on overall? So if someone encountered my node or changed comment pointing out weird shop value and has feeling about it in either way, I would be really happy to hear about it, because I am curious, is it a bad idea or a good idea? And there are some definitely bad ideas. For example, let's say that some people did this way, that we have tag, that's unusual tag, so let's solve it by deleting the entire object. And it is not a solution, because if there is some weird shop, then maybe it's okay to have weird shop value. Maybe if some place is selling dog collars and only dog collars, then maybe weird shop value is okay. Maybe it is obvious mistake. Maybe it is a bigger problem, but either way, and sometimes it should be deleted because shop was existing 5 years ago and it is now closed. Then deleting is fine. But deleting only because it's unusual and confusing before further investigation is a terrible idea. Another bad idea is to making changes without knowing what is going on, because there is possible that there are some shop types that are not existing in one place and are existing in other place. Maybe some place actually sells water, and you should not be deleting places because you never seen place like this. So if someone is familiar with one country, it is the best for them to edit in this country and be careful with editing elsewhere. And I was mentioning these opening nodes that can be bad idea or not. This is definitely a bad idea. If some area has already a flood of nodes that are unprocessed, then opening more of them is definitely pointless. And another idea that I am not really unsure, I thought that is a good idea. Some people protested, so I dropped this. There are some shop values that have convey absolutely no info. And I thought that moving them to shop equals yes could be useful, because then various assurance tool can spot that there is no info about this shop and ask mappers to resurvey what is the value here actually. But some people claim that in any case, there is always some info and it is a bad idea to change it. So I'm not doing it at this point. And some help is also possible from others, from you. First of all, you can review, look at your local area. I actually have some tool that is listing these unusual shop values. It is not running for all countries, but if you are interested in it, please let me know and I will add your country or other area. And this listing basically undocumented shops. Again, not all of them are wrong. Maybe some should be simply documented. Another is that sometimes the problem is that user got confused, but not ideal software. We have presets. So the basically it is knowledge of editor, which tags exist, what they mean, how they should be shown. So for example, it can know that Gringrozer is translated this way into this language, should we have this specific icon, and so on and so on. And sometimes things are missing in presets, especially translations. This horrible looking link and is can be also found by just doing ID tagging schema translations, or you can go just on the OpenStreetMap wiki and type translations. Maybe better to use QR code. It goes to documentation page explaining how you can translate presets into your local language. And ID is what you see when you press edit on the OpenStreetMap website. And maybe some types of objects should be added. Maybe some shops are missing and should be supported. Maybe just translations are missing. Maybe synonyms are missing. Because if you, for example, type into a search bar Apple, maybe you should find Gringrozer. Maybe if you type, I don't know, pork or lamb, maybe you should find a meat shop proposed to you. And these synonyms can be also added not only in English, but also in translation in any language. So if someone was adding weird shop values, maybe they were trying to search for this term and it was missing. The same for the OpenStreetMap wiki. You can translate pages. If you go onto wiki, you can see some pages in multiple languages and you can also translate into your own language. And it is also very welcome because if someone is searching on the wiki in their local language, it will be easier for them to find. Or maybe there is already a page and you can just add, also known as. So if someone types something, they will find it. And like with this tortilla, maybe some tags are not documented and are a great idea and should be listed on the wiki. So people can find them and understand that it is not mysterious invalid value, but something perfectly fine that is normal to use. And also, if any of this was tried by you and you got stuck or was completely unclear how to start, ask on the community forums. Ask, for example, if you have problem that some shop value should be supported in the presets and is missing and is actually existing in your area, write at forums. Maybe there is actually already value for that. Maybe people will explain to you how to add it. Maybe someone else actually will help you with adding and supporting it. So actually the title was again a bit like OpenStreetMap wrong also in one way, because it is the same applies to all the tags, not only to shop, also to amenity, office and so on. So the same idea of that some values should be avoided if they are really unclear and maybe maybe some shop values and or amenity values and office values should be documented or improved or added to presets. So it's actually applying to basically all the tagging. Okay, so that is the end. I see that is exactly 20 minutes. So does anyone have any questions?
We agree on that there are probably many shops are unmapped, many shop types are unmapped. How do we get over the hen egg problem of either first documenting shop tags that should exist or had to run on some few instances versus first going out and trying to get widespread support of a tag before doing the effort of documenting it?
I would say that it's actually better to at beginning to use some tagging without maybe documenting it, because sometimes I actually had idea that this tagging schema would work great. And when I went out and tried to map the first object of this type, I realized that it is problematic for one reason or another. So actually, it is not horrible that we have some undocumented value. Maybe some it is actually good to experiment with it and discuss with and also discuss with other people before spending time on documenting, on writing proposal, because sometimes I tried to look for a new tagging and only I asked on the forum, on chat, and people told me that it already exists. So the only thing that was necessary was to add info at the wiki and presets that there is it is also known under different name. And if I am looking at these values here, many of them, some of them are actually just the question about large and small letters and so on. And some are completely unclear, and some actually look like potentially good idea. So I would say that it is fine to use something that was never ever documented. Just I'm encouraging to try documenting after you use it a few times or if you see it as a good idea. I hope it answers.
Thank you.
I have no more questions. Yeah, thank you, Matthias.
Thank you for coming here.